This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Robert Cremo III is scheduled to go on trial before a jury next month. Cremo is accused of killing seven people and wounding dozens more in a mass shooting during an Independence Day parade in 2022. Cremo is facing more than 100 criminal charges against him. Prosecutors say during a 4th of July parade, Cremo took an assault rifle to the roof of a building in downtown Highland Park and opened fire. Since his arrest that day, Cremo's court hearings have been marked by chaos. He's fired and rehired his attorneys, demanded an immediate trial, backed out of an apparent agreement to plead guilty, and refused to show up for multiple court hearings. Cremo did show up for his court appearance yesterday. It was a routine hearing, with another one set for early next month. Some of his phone privileges were restored during the hearing. He's now allowed to call his parents from Lake County Jail. Cremo's trial is scheduled to begin February 24th. The first human bird flu death in the U.S. is prompting concerns about the spread of the virus. In Illinois, bird flu deaths are rising among animals. State officials are monitoring what they call large avian influenza mortality events across the state. Illinois officials say the current public health risk to humans remains low. Robert Murphy is a professor of infectious diseases at Northwestern University. He says if the virus spreads widely among people, the current vaccine stockpile could be exhausted.
The vaccines will prevent more disease, hospitalizations, and deaths. Treatments will help. The same flu treatment works. But you have to get diagnosed, and that's a hurdle at this particular point.
There has not been a confirmed human bird flu case in Illinois. A campaign is launched in Chicago to provide backpack beds to unhoused people. The backpack bed originated in Australia, and it's won awards for its design. It's about 6.5 pounds and rolls out into a water and windproof tent slash bed. Now, some Chicago homeless agencies are trying to fundraise for more than 1,600 of these beds to be distributed in the coming months. Backpack bed founder Tony Clark says it's not a replacement for long-term shelter.
It's an interim crisis measure for the folks who aren't so lucky to get into a shelter. Here's something that will keep you alive while waiting.
Groups are fundraising for the beds at goodnightchicago.org. Chicago traffic is among the worst in the world, according to a recent study by analytics firm Enrix. Other cities are trying what's called congestion pricing. When motorists get taxed during high traffic hours or in certain parts of the city, Mayor Brandon Johnson is floating the idea of imposing congestion pricing in Chicago to alleviate traffic and generate revenue for public transit. Justin Marlowe is a research professor at the University of Chicago. He told WBEZ's Reset this could generate $1 billion for the city.
The key point, just to reiterate, you don't do this as a revenue grab. You do this to reduce congestion. You do this to improve air quality. It just comes down to how you design it, comes down to who ultimately pays it, especially if you're talking about investing in the transit system.
It remains to be seen if this idea will come to fruition. City officials haven't come up with any concrete proposals. Some more things you should know today. Another Chicago charter school has announced plans to close its doors. The board at Aspira Charter School voted this week to shutter Hagen Middle School in June. The president of the charter school said he recommended closing the 89-student campus because of a nearly $1 million deficit. He blamed the shortfall on insufficient charter school funding from Chicago Public Schools, rising labor costs, and declining enrollment. In a statement, CPS said about half the students are graduating eighth graders and that it will work to transition the remaining 46 students within CPS. ABC7 News reported that many parents turned out to try to save the campus ahead of the closure vote. The Chicago White Sox have hired Sergio Santos to serve as manager of the team's AAA affiliate, the Charlotte Knights. Santos was a relief pitcher for the Sox from 2010 to 2011 and managed the team's AA affiliate, the Birmingham Barons, to the Southern League Championship last year. Today's weather, we're expecting snow with accumulations ranging from an inch or less near the Wisconsin border to between 2 and 3 inches southeast of Interstate 55. The high will reach 30 degrees. The National Weather Service Chicago says today's snow will continue to spread across northeast Illinois and northwest Indiana through the evening. Meteorologists say to expect slippery travel and are encouraging drivers to slow down and leave extra space in between vehicles. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.